my first cousin, son-in-law, carried us over to our old place. And them big old trees, they screwed up in bushes and briars around there. You can't tell nothing about it, but they got roads to it there. And them big oaks, as I was telling about, we had them, there were four or five of them big oaks. And there was two of them we had swings in. And them oaks are standing there till you had three big oaks, for sure.
Did any of them ever take a plank or something and
put it over
maybe a stump and where you go up and down like that?
Oh, yeah, seesaw.
We used to call that seesaw.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Goodness, that used to be a great.
You see that rail fence yonder?
Yes.
Well, everybody, like I told you yesterday, used to have to fence their crops, you know. They had didn't have to fence the pasture and other
things. You fence your crop instead of your cattle.
They now know stock law. And a lot of folks would get a pine plank about 10 inches wide and about 2 inches thick. They sawmill around somewhere, you'd get the plank and put it just about up something like a course of fence, just like I told you yesterday, a heap higher than that. And they'd get some of them sound rails and run that between two of them rails, you know. And then seesaw on it. One girl get over yonder and one on the outside. Just go up and down.
Be seesaw.
Call that seesaw.
Did you ever see any of them where they get that plank and maybe anchor it down in the center so they could go round and round?
Yeah, they call that the flying jenny. Yeah, that's right. They cut a heap of them would cut a stump. See, the stump would be as big as pine on this little car. They trim it off all the way around to a sharp point, about 3 inches, and then cut a hole in a 2-inch plank, to about a 2x12, and put that over that nozzle or whatever you call it, and they go around and around. Mm. Yeah.
And you know any of them, they play a kind of instrument where you blow in and out on
harp.
French harp, yeah.
Did you ever play one of those?
Never did play one. I've tried them, but never could. But there's lots of folks that play them.
Some of them can play them, goodness gracious.
Some of them every once in a while on television now playing them.
You ever seen them have one hit like that?
No, I never did.
Where they kind of beat it like that, bong, have a bong, bong, bong kind of sound?
I don't think they had never come around.
Did any of them ever have jews harps, anything like that?
Yeah, they had jews harps. Them juice harps was the best I remember, was a good bit larger than them French harps, wasn't it?
I think it was.
French harps, some of them weren't that long.
And when you swim a lot and everything?
Yeah. My brother one time, he was talking about swimming. Somebody asked him, he was about 17, 18 years old. He just said, Fidel, man, somebody said, they was talking about swimming. Some brother thought he could say, hey, Greg, can't you swim, Greg? He said, no, my dad would never let me go in deep water till I learned to swim. You know, he couldn't learn it.
Having a hard time.
Yeah.
Did y'all do a lot of diving in?
And treading water. There used to be an old man, he wasn't near as old as I am now, but he could. We had what we called a wash hole down there on Big Sandy Creek, and it was the deepest, it was the widest mitt that speak it that.
Yeah.
And it was, of course, it gradually got deep, you know, so, but there was an old man, Willis Pate, that lived there, and he could just start wading in, just wade right on. It's about 10 foot deep down in the middle there. And it looked just like he was walking across there on dry land, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right, just tread water, you know. That's what you call treading water.
Did you ever see them have a kind of dive in and land flat on the stomach like that?
Yeah,
What would they call that, eh?
Oh, I forgot now.
Ever hear them call it a belly buster or anything?
Something like that. I believe that was a belly buster.
Sometimes you see little kids that get down and they put the head down and turn over like that. You said they would do them
We call them. When they do that out on dry land, we used to call it Somerset. Turn a Somerset. That's what we called it, Somerset.
Talking about the kids and everything. Did you ever what would you call a little kid when you were coming up? He'd always run and tell on everybody. Maybe he'd always run and tell.
If he'd done something he didn't want nobody to know, he'd run and tell Mom about it.
Yeah.
Tattler. Yeah. Tattler, I believe. Tattler, yeah.
I guess didn't like those kids when you were coming up.
Yeah.
Y'all play things like hide and seek?
Yeah, that too.
What did you call it?
We forget what we did play. We played some analog games.
What would you call that thing you'd have to get back to when you're playing hide and seek?
The base.